This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Hello, Vicky Stone here, checking in for the Friday night show. It's my last show, but we're going to have a fun one. This is Missy Elliott. There's something about that track that just makes you want to do a little sort of like, yeah, jig, like arms in the air. What's that called? This is London Hughes, by the way. Hi. Co-hosting.
Hi, it's a twerk I was doing.
Twerking. What was it? Was called something else before twerking. What was it called?
Booty shaking, whatever. Beyonce did it in the Uh-oh video.
Uh-oh, yes.
She's twerking in that video.
But she wasn't before the twerk. Before twerking.
Yeah.
Pre-twerk.
Pre-twerk.
London Hughes is back with us to co-host.
Hey, have you missed me?
I have missed you. I thought, you know, you did the first one, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And so I thought, you know, first on and last one.
Boom.
There it is.
Boom. Finishing off with a bang.
Do you know what I mean? It's sort of cyclica.
Yeah.
What? Cyclical.
Yeah.
I should also say that I'm quite hungover. So,
Where have you been, Vicky? Tell them
I was at the Glamour Awards.
You're so fabulous.
I'm so showbiz.
Tell me about the Glamour Awards, Vicky.
Oh, God, you know, just lots of... I think the high point for me was when I accidentally got large amounts of Laurent Perrier in my hair.
And how did you do that?
I don't really know. And my publicist... There was so much Laurent Perrier in my hair that my publicist had to stand by and help me squeeze it out.
I'm being serious.
I am not cut out for...
Yeah, you're so not showbiz. That's so funny.
Yeah. So there was live champagne squeezing out of my hair.
Awesome.
So that was good.
Who was the most famous person and the least famous person there that you saw?
Samuel L. Jackson.
I love him.
Probably. And the least famous, probably me.
I doubt it. I'm sure Chico was there or something. You know Chico from X Factor?
Yeah, he's more famous than me.
No, he's not.
Anyone else?
The man in the Halifax adverts?
He is more famous than me. Yeah, no, he is. No, he's like Howard.
Oh, you know his name.
Honestly, if you went to the streets and went, which one of these people do you know? God. It's Howard.
Okay, cool.
It's Howard.
So you were the least famous.
Yeah, it's me.
Awesome. Well done. Well,
at least
you were there.
At least I was there.
Guess where I was?
Where were you?
Eating Jaffa cakes on my sofa watching Game of Thrones. That's what I was doing.
I bet I was the only one at the Glamour Awards who took their goodie bag on a night bus.
You're such a celeb.
And
did you get packed?
I did, yeah. But I had my goodie bag on the night bus and I was fucking starving. So I started rooting through the goodie bag looking for snacks.
Was there snacks?
There was, yeah.
Awesome. Tell us.
It was rice cakes.
Oh my God, brilliant.
Rice cakes and a Cadbury Crispello.
Oh, you used to do this one.
Yeah, I used to do
the face of Chris Bello, right?
I used to do I used to be the face of Chris Bello. Yeah, I was the face of chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, but a great go-to choice, I think, was the face of chocolate.
Did you get a year's supply of chocolate when you did that?
I did actually. It wasn't anything specific as a year, but I got sent lots of chocolate and I got sent like everything that Cadbury make huge amounts of chocolate. And then I also they gave me enough chocolate. I did a show at the Underbelly, which I should plug that I'm doing it in 21st of June doing a show. But I did it this time last year. I was working with Cadbury and they sent enough chocolate for the whole audience.
Are
so they sent me 400
serious?
Bags of Crispello, and at the end of the gig I wheeled it all on stage on a trolley and went, help yourself.
Oh my God. Yeah. Did you get a little bit fat?
Well, no, I gave lots of it away.
I would just eat it all, though, because it's there. You know,
well, it was at the same time that they launched Marvelous Creations, so I got all of those.
They're really nice, you know.
They are.
We've gone on a tangent, but they are great. They're great. I love there's one I had, like, what was it? Oh, crap. It was like maybe Oreo and Sweeties or some shit. It was awesome, basically.
Yeah.
I like chocolate. I'm
so yeah, so there was a chocolate in my goodie bag. So
okay.
The goodie bag was very good.
Was it? What
very
else was
good.
In there?
Ooh, look, chapstick.
Chapstick? Well, the original chapstick.
Oh, three types of chapstick.
Oh, what? Different flavours?
Different brands of chapstick.
Awesome.
So lots of branded chapstick.
Was there like signed stuff from like famous people?
And there was a couple of books.
Really?
Yeah, a couple of books. A bottle of vodka.
Really?
Yeah.
How heavy was this?
Really,
goodie
it's really heavy. Like it was bulging.
Really?
It was definitely the best goodie bag I've had. Definitely.
Remember we went to that chocolate tea party thing?
We did, yeah.
The goodie bag from there was good. We had like macadamia and chocolate.
But it was mostly leaflets.
It was mostly leaflets.
So you can, you know, you can tell a good goodie bag.
Yeah.
But if they're stuffing it with leaflets,
then
so this
true.
You know, this was all no filler.
Yeah.
There was a razor.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, it's a razor.
Venus, Gillette.
One of the, yeah, I don't know, I don't know, one of them. Mm-hmm. Razor, what else was in there? There was, this is just like a crap version of the Generation game.
There was a razor, chocolate,
there was a deodorant.
Ooh.
Yeah, deodorant.
In a goodie bag.
Yeah.
That's a bit of rude.
Yeah. Yeah. No condoms. Yeah, you'd expect that you might have a condom or two. No, nothing.
So how was that after party? Who did you get down on the dance floor with? I saw pictures of you with Dermot.
Yeah, Dermot.
I love him.
I love. We see, the thing is that I approached Dermot and I said to him, I said, can I sit on your face again?
Why?
Because previously I'd been at ITV. I had a meeting at ITV, and in one of the offices at ITV, they have loads of cushions.
I saw that tweet.
And there's a Dermot face cushion. So I tweeted, just had a great meeting, sat on Dermot's face. So then I thought that would be a good opening gambit to go up to him and go, can I sit on your face again? And he knew. He knew.
He
it
knew
was
it was
me.
You.
Yeah.
I loved Dermot.
He
is the nicest. Like, I've never met him in real life, but we had the same management. And my agent's like, Dermot is the nicest guy in the world. Like, he remembers everybody's name.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's so lovely to work with. He's so down to earth.
He's lovely.
I could tell that, though. He gives us that aura. I can see it through the
He's
telly.
Also very well groomed.
Is he? Is Ooh, he beautiful?
I bet there's no excess ball hair.
I bet so, too. How old is he?
Oh, I don't know. 40?
Is he not? He's not that old yet, is he?
Oh, I would have thought so.
Maybe. I like Dermot.
Yeah.
Does he smell good?
Oh, yes.
Look at us. We've chewed on all. Yeah. Over Dermot.
We have. We're dribbling.
Yeah.
This is
a little bit
of dribble has just come out. Wow. So there we go. It just feels like we're like, okay, better move on from Dermot.
From Dermot.
I saw lots of ladies with brown fringes. It was like the brown fringe club.
I saw that. There was you, Dawn Porter.
Gizzy Erskine. She has the same hair. Grace Dent. She has the same hair.
It's four.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's all about the brown fringe.
I've
had this fringe. I have a lot of arguments about my fringe. Is that I've got pictures of me, like from when I had hair. I think I've had it since I was about four, this fringe,
really?
Right? Apart from there was a few weird middle years, but apart from that, you know, apart from those kind of teenage where I had really short hair and it was very strange and I don't know why I did that. And then I had highlights. But apart from that, I've had this.
I can't imagine you without it, to be honest.
No, exactly. Can you imagine with blonde highlights?
No way.
I looked very silly.
Yeah.
So I have this brown fringe and people always tweet me going, oh my God, you've copied Zooey Deschanel and you've
really?
Copied Lily Allen or you've copied... And so I've got a lot of pictures on my phone ready to go of me having had this hair for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, rocking this for two decades.
Exactly.
Go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
So,
Fine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all good.
I think whenever anyone criticises you on Twitter, passive aggression is a really strong...
Oh, God. I always ignore it. I just can't be bothered.
Oh, but you see, it's my fringe. I just get, you know...
Really? You really fight back?
I'm protective about my fringe.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I will never diss your fringe.
Don't diss my fringe.
I'll put a quote out that I really like your fringe. If anybody says anything, I'll just be
I mean, I'm fine for fringe quotes, but... I mean, you know, if I need one,
come to me.
You're the go-to girl for this. You are. Yeah. Yeah,
100%. There you go.
So did you tell me, is it your birthday coming up?
You said that really nicely, like you gave a fuck. Yeah, it is. I'm 25 on Saturday.
Ooh, 25 tomorrow.
Yeah, 25 tomorrow. How do you feel about me being 25 tomorrow, Vicky?
Extremely jealous.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
And look at your face.
Really?
Yeah, she's looking all smug now.
I feel old, though.
You're not old, no.
No, because you know women?
Yeah.
We can't be
I do
old.
Know women, you
right.
know.
Well,
I've
in
met
television,
quite a few.
In television, we can't be old. If I was a dude, I'd still be a young stud. But now that I'm 25...
Yeah.
I'm old. Like,
no.
I'm towards the end, man.
No.
Who's the oldest female television presenter? She's like 40.
I don't know.
Davina.
Bleakley. Skeletor. She's got a...
How old's Bleakley?
I don't know. I do think she looks a bit like Skeletor.
She does look like Skeletor.
Yeah.
What is she doing now?
I don't know. I saw her last night. She had a lovely yellow dress on. She's a really nice lady, but I think she's too thin.
She's too thin. But she gets a lot of bad... She's got a bad reputation, though.
Has she?
Yeah, no, I don't really like her because she left BBC and went to Daybreak and then they didn't like her on Daybreak. Remember?
No.
And she did Dancing on Ice with Philip Schofield.
Yeah.
And then that ended and everyone's like, well, you should have stayed on the One Show then, really.
Oh, that Alex Jones is lovely on the One Show.
They look exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
I would not know the difference between them two.
That tune seems Alex is nice.
So there we go.